We're doing the Chafetz Chaim Zahavat Chesed, and we're up to the footnote. The Chafetz Chaim had mentioned that in some cities they arrange a bond, a communal organization that's called Somech Noflim, where that organization, their job is to give people loans so that their businesses don't collapse, and the people have the opportunity to pay back the loan over a long period of time so that they can really get back on their feet. And he adds and says, Gam be'ezem komot ra'iti b'chavrat Somech Noflim, I saw another thing that they do in these organizations, shnagim le'alvot pamim aplim mashkon, that sometimes they'll give a loan without collateral. V'rak she'avi k'tav yad me'ezeh balabayit sh'arev avuro. They just insist on a co-signer, but they don't take any serious collateral. Achlo mikol balabayit kim mibatuach. But obviously they have their criterion. They won't let anyone take a loan that way, only those that they feel they could be confident that they'll pay back. V'yesh lo shem b'chevra, if he has a good reputation among them, shotzi aleha kama ruble kesef, that he's donated to them, that they know that they could trust him, they're his co-signer, then they do that. V'yesh lem takanot kama le'alvot el k'tav yad shel arvut, and they already have in their charter, how much do you give, how much of a loan do you give when you won't have collateral but only a co-signer? They have another thing in their charter. They won't let a person co-sign for two loans. You could only co-sign for one. After one person finished paying off, then you could co-sign someone else. And this is very smart. There are these people who are do-gooders. They mean well, but they co-sign a lot of people. And then when people start going belly up, they can't really do anything. And only after someone finishes paying off his debt, yuchal bal habayit latet arvutot ba'ad echad shu makiro lishneman v'gavra defarana. Then he could co-sign someone else if he really trusts him, that he is trustworthy and he'll really pay off his loans. V'im alovei nom shalem olchim etzel ha'arev. And these organizations, they're careful. If the guy doesn't pay, they go to the co-signer. V'rashum etzelam sham alovei lanetzach. And they have a record of who loaned, and that record is organized, it sticks around. And once they had a situation where they had to collect from the co-signer, they keep a record, this guy did not pay up his loan and we had to collect it from the co-signer, and they will never again give him a loan without collateral. And I looked into it and I see that these organizations do great things, and they help people from collapse. And these organizations really put people back on their feet. What about this idea of taking co-signers? So he's going to discuss next time that he doesn't recommend everyone really do this. This idea of taking a co-signer without collateral. One of the things he spent a long time discussing was the importance of doing kindness intelligently and protecting yourself. So this idea of co-signers, he's going to discuss its limitations and why he doesn't always recommend you do that. Sometimes it's better you take as collateral the guy's extra car, you take as collateral some of his tools or whatever it is, so that you have something. You say, okay, give me your jewelry, give me your gold watch, I'll give you the loan, but if you don't pay, then I can go and pawn it and I have real serious collateral. And that's part of the idea that the Chafetz Chaim is training us for intelligent kindness. I told you guys this, that I have a policy in Rav Lichtman's office. You want to borrow the scissors? Give me your tudat zehut. Give me your driver's license. Somehow I always get my scissors back. People say, what do you mean? I'll bring them back. Right? You know how many times we lost things because people will bring them back? But when I have their driver's license, I always get my scissors back. So there's no reason to do kindness without intelligence. I had a gemach of a laptop where I'd lend the laptop. But you had to give me a check that was signed for that day for more than the value of the laptop. What do you know? I had all kinds of stories with the laptop, but I always got it back because I always had that check. So you want to do kindness? Do it. And we're learning about how to do it. But one of the keys to doing it is to do it intelligently.